From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. The government shutdown is now in its second week. In Florida, hundreds of federal employees have not been able to go to work, and national parks in the state are being impacted in a variety of ways. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo has more.
The parking lot of the J.N. Ding Darling National Wildlife Refuge on Sanibel Island is busy. The gates are open, and some people, like Rose McNellis and her friend Mary Pat Owen, stop at a sign indicating that the visitor and education centers are closed due to the government shutdown.
This is disappointing because we do always like to come and see some of the films they're offering, and they sometimes have a question and answer or a hands-on thing. They bring birds or some kind of animal in.
And we forgot this was national.
While the education centers are closed, the trails are still open and food vendors and activity providers are still on site. These services are contracted by the refuge and are not federal employees. Bergie Miller is the executive director of the Ding Darling Wildlife Society. She says the refuge furloughed 9 staff members.
So there are biology staff, administrative staff, education staff, visitor services staff, and none of them can come into work.
Miller says without those essential staff members, visitors will not get background information about the refuge. She says water quality will go unmeasured and many endangered species habitats will not be monitored. Andrea Perdomo, WGCU News, Sanibel.